I just heard some of the album.
Did you?
How do you... Okay, everybody has a guitar, everybody has a keyboard, everybody has a fiddle, everybody... Do you dream those things up? Do you dream it in your head and go, it's going to sound like this because nobody is doing what you're doing with sound?
Ah, I have no idea. It's... I can't cook, right? But I guess being in the studio is my way of cooking. That's where I cook. That's where I throw ingredients together and see if I can come up with something that appeals to me. That's all I can do. And if it appeals to other people, fantastic. But I never know, right, until it's finished.
So you don't really, you never think, is this going to work on the radio? Is this going to be a hit record? Is this...
Never.
You just go...
I don't think you can. I know one thing. I love radio, and I love big choruses. I love riffs. I love memorable melodies. I love all the things that are on Graffiti U are the things I love. So I think they get represented naturally without me having to be so cerebral and think about them.
So you just...
Because I just love that kind of thing anyway.
Right. So you had to have been born with that. It's a gift. Yeah? Because, listen, I don't look at a guitar and go, I know we could do this
right.
and make this happen.
Right.
And you've been doing that since you were a kid, yeah?
Well, I think also from growing up listening to radio, because that's really what we listened to more than anything was radio. I feel like I've been spoon-fed radio ever since I was born. And those kinds of songs, the songs that make it to radio, have always been songs that appeal to me.
Okay, so you have a reggae sound on this new album.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Keith Urban did a reggae song, y'all. And then you have the really fun summer stuff. I can't remember the title, but
right.
the layers of that song were just amazing.
Thank you.
So you named it Graffiti, and that's a perfect title.
Ah, thank you.
Because it is just kind of the stream of consciousness stuff on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. The studio's a blank canvas, and I just go in and start splattering paint everywhere.
It is just brilliant, and you keep reinventing yourself. How many years the ACMs have you been?
Oh, my word. I got a feeling the first ones were 2000, maybe? 2000, somewhere around there.
So 18 long years, and this album sounds nothing like the first one.
No, but then nobody's picture should look like it did from 18 years ago either.
But they do. They do. People do that. They do the same thing over and over again. And I don't think we've had the same thing from you. It's like discovering new music every...
There's some artists that I just want to hear an artist be true, that's all. And some artists have a particular thing that is consistent. I wouldn't say it's repetitive, it's consistent every time. And that's what Don Williams was a great example of that. I was a huge Don Williams fan. His records were so consistent and dependable as far as the kind... I know what kind of album it was going to be, and I loved it every time.
Right.
And then there's other artists, I always want them to give me something I haven't heard before. So I think it's really just dependent on the artist. And I'm just interested in so many things.
And you're awesome at it. And let me go back to something you just said. You just said, I've always been a fan of radio. And you know what? We know that. Mm. Radio knows that.
Right.
You have been so supportive of everything we have tried to do. Everything we've asked you to do, Keith Urban has stepped up and done it.
Well,
so thank you for that.
We're in the same boat. You're trying to provide the right experience for your listeners. That's all I'm trying to do, too. So we're really doing the same thing.
So thank you for making it be collaborative. You're a huge star, and you're doing this, so thank you so much.
Takes a village.
Keith Urban, welcome to the ACMs.
Thank you very much. Nice to be back.